KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 49. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, March 29th. News sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning. Should be a nice morning today. We still have a chance for some showers and storms this afternoon. We did get about a quarter of an inch of rain in the storm that moved through about 2 o'clock this morning, looking for a high about 62. The state Senate has passed a tax hike bill which should prevent a lengthy strike from Oklahoma teachers. The story tops today's Cool News.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says she will sign a tax increase package that will give state teachers a pay hike. The state Senate giving its approval to a nearly $450 million plan last night, which would give teachers a more than $6,000 raise. The House approved the plan earlier in the week. Now, while teachers will be getting a long-awaited pay hike, officials with the Oklahoma Education Association said they will still hold a statewide walkout on Monday to rally at the state capitol. The teachers group says the measure still falls short because more money is needed for classroom materials, blank books, and equipment. Now, in Chickasha, churches and other groups were making plans to try to care for the 1,800 students in Chickasha schools that would have been out of class for up to a week if teachers had gone on strike. Now, First Baptist Church and Bible Baptist Church still expected to open their doors for students on Monday. Bible Baptist will have programs for pre-K through 6th grade students from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll have vacation Bible school type programs and activities, and they'll feed students breakfast, lunch, and snacks, but no transportation will be provided. First Baptist Church will have similar programs also for pre-K through 6th grade from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. They will also feed students breakfast and lunch, but they are limited to 300 students there. Also, the Chickasha Library had announced plans for a spring reading program all week. Librarian Lily Huckabee said programs for children ages 4 and above from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that should be on Monday. And they will also provide breakfast and lunch, but parents are asked to pre-register their children between 3 and 8 o'clock tonight or tomorrow from 9:30 to 6 or on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Chickasha voters will be electing a new mayor in next week's city council election. Tom Rose and Chris Mosley are facing off for the post. Current Mayor Hank Ross not running for re-election. The mayor's race is one of two posts that'll be on the municipal ballot on Tuesday. The other is for Ward 4 city councilman, where incumbent Howard Carpenter will face Zach Grayson. All registered Chickasha voters can cast ballots in that election. While the election is next Tuesday, April 3rd, in-person absentee voting may be done today and tomorrow at the Grady County Election Board. Also, patrons in the Friends School District can vote early in a special school bond issue that'll be decided also on Tuesday. And just a note about the Chickasha City Council election on Tuesday. Coming up on Saturday morning here on Cool 105.5, we will have interviews with all the candidates that'll be on the ballot for Chickasha City Council, and we'll also have interviews with the two individuals that ran unopposed for City Council, Joe Mulder and David Sykes. That'll all be part of our Cool Conversation and Real Estate Today programming on Saturday morning. USAO has seen an increase in student enrollment for the spring trimester. Officials say both in-state and out-of-state student numbers are up. Overall enrollment up about 4.8%. University, one of just seven public colleges and universities to show an increase in enrollment for the spring. In a press release, USAO President John Fever says the report is a sign the university is doing something right and that more and more students are taking notice. Fever said due in part to a partnership with Chickasha Public Schools for the current academic year, concurrent enrollment for high school students is up more than 70% from the previous year. Concurrent enrollment allows high school juniors and seniors to take college-level courses, and students are enrolled in more than 520 credit hours for high school students this year. Obituaries today include Joe Start of Ninicaw. A memorial service will be at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon at the First Baptist Church of Ninicaw. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange fall below $65 a barrel yesterday, down to $64.38. And London-based Brent crude dipped below $70 to $69.53. Natural gas was fairly steady yesterday at $2.70 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,327, and silver, $16.22. Our weather forecast, fair skies for this morning. Still expecting a chance for some showers and storms again this afternoon after 1 o'clock. Should be mostly cloudy after that, high about 62 with some gusty winds. Right now, though, it's fair and 49. And after a morning thunderstorm rolled through, downtown Chickasha getting another quarter of an inch of rain. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, the USAO softball team playing its first games today after climbing to number 2 in the NAIA national rankings earlier in the week. Coach Jaden Wallace says she's been able to attract players that have the right mindset to be successful.
I recruit from winning programs, kids that know how to win. And so to them, they expect that. And that's kind of been the whole theme of this team is they go out there every ballgame and they expect to win. And they find ways to win. And that's what's exciting.
The Drovers face Southwestern Christian of Bethany in a Sooner Athletic Conference doubleheader out of Bill Smith Ballpark starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. USAO tied with Oklahoma City University for the lead in the conference standings. Both are at 13-1. Southwestern Christian is 3-7 in league play. The 8th-ranked Drover baseball team on the road this weekend in Plainview, Texas, the next couple of days. A top 25 matchup with number 23-ranked Wayland Baptist University. Those are also Sooner Athletic Conference games. USAO 24-4 overall, 11-1 in the league. Wayland Baptist is 21-11 overall, 9-6 in conference play. High school baseball today, Chickasha and Anadarko baseball teams playing in the I-40 Classic. Chickasha will play Lokiba Sickles today, while Anadarko will play Clinton. Other Chickasha sports today, softball team at home with Purcell out at El Curry Field. CHS track going to Cash, and as we mentioned, softball at home today with Purcell. Amber Pocasset baseball tournament getting underway today. A number of top 10 teams playing there, including AMPO, Fort Cobb, Brockton, Fletcher, and Atoka. Ripley's in the mix as well. They're ranked number 11 in Class A. First round games today. Rush Springs versus Lexington gets it started this morning. The winner will play top seed Fort Cobb, Brockton right after that. Then Fletcher plays Ripley. Sterling takes on Atoka. And AMPO will play Oklahoma Christian Academy in the final game tonight at 8 o'clock. Blanchard and Tuttle playing at the McLeod tournament this weekend. Blanchard plays Latta today, the number 3 ranked team in 2A. Tuttle will play Dale, the number 2 ranked team in 2A. Tuttle just defeated Dale last week to win the Tuttle tournament. And the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road tonight at San Antonio for a 7 o'clock game with the Spurs. Our cool news, weather, and sports all sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.